The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Now I know what you're thinking. How did this happen? Well, it's a long story.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hello, I'm Uma Pagan, I'm PK Pagan. Joining me today, Bahe Yusuf and Ian McNally. And it's time for another episode of Trailer Watch. Earlier this week, without any warning or notice, Marvel dropped the first teaser trailer for Thor Ragnarok. And we were like, yes, yes, please.
When I saw the tweet, it was like teaser, and I was like, it's going to be one of these
silly
teasers for a teaser for a teaser.
Like a logo thing, right?
Yeah, or like, it's going to be like one scene or something. And
yeah,
then
I hate
those. Pleasantly this way. And what happened? And you won't believe what happened next.
And you won't believe what happened next. Wow, what a trailer. I mean,
somebody's been watching Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, they have. Yeah. Yes, they have.
Asgard is dead.
This trailer is colorful. It is full of Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
And it just gets you in the right mood.
It's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It's got Dayglow, Jeff Goldblum, which is the best.
Which
Jeff
is
Goldblum.
Just the best.
It also makes you excited for a Thor movie.
Yeah.
Which is unheard of.
I don't get the hate for
Thor. Do you not?
No, I really enjoy the Thor movies.
All of them?
Yeah. Even the Dark World. People don't like the Dark World. Yes, it wasted Christopher Eccleston, but I thought they're pretty good.
It's always ranked right down there, just slightly above the Hulk.
I don't know about that. I mean, the first one was fun. I really enjoyed them. I mean, who doesn't love Cap Dennings calling Mjolnir Mew Mew?
But they are moving away from the Shakespearean trope that they've had in both of the last films, in both of the last Thor movies. And they're moving closer towards the Guardians of the Galaxy, Flash Gordon type of space adventure. We see these spaceships in this film because we're leaving Asgard, we're leaving Earth.
Yeah.
We're on an intergalactic road trip. And you're seeing a lot more vibrant looking aliens and characters. And yes, Dayglow, Jeff Goldblum.
Which is weird. But it's great. And like, I didn't notice until the second time I watched the trailer that like Dayglow, Jeff Goldblum is sharing a couch with Tom Hiddleston.
Yes.
So obviously something's definitely going on there because Thor himself is a prisoner or a gladiator style thing. But Loki's just rocking it around.
When I first saw the set photos from Thor Ragnarok, I was a bit, I wouldn't say concerned. I mean, because obviously I don't know anything about the series. I'd never read the comics. But
he's got a hammer. And when you got a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. That's basically the character.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I'll give you that. No, but the set photos look really colorful.
Yeah.
Just like really popping orange and greens and blues. And I'm just thinking to myself, what's going on? This is not what I expect from a Thor film. But then when I saw this trailer, I was like, yes, I'm in. Yeah. Let's go. I'm fine. Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah. They're using 80s video game font for the title card.
It's Taika Waititi who, if you haven't seen The Hunt for the Wilder People and What We Do in the Shadows, search those movies out. They are fantastic.
Yeah, he's a Kiwi director.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely tremendous. So to see him do this with the Thor franchise, it feels like he's been given at least a little bit of free rein to take the franchise in a completely new direction. And Marvel is very clever. I mean, if the Fast and the Furious movies have weaponized stupidity, Marvel has weaponized entertainment. They know exactly how to push your buttons when they're releasing a trailer.
Yeah.
And this trailer, more so than anything else, shows the contrast between that last Spider-Man trailer and a Marvel trailer, between a Sony trailer and a Marvel trailer. Yeah. I think that last trailer for Spider-Man Homecoming was cut by Sony.
Yeah.
This one feels like a Guardians of the Galaxy. It feels like a Doctor Strange. It feels aesthetically very similar.
Someone else has said on Twitter, but it's as Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's smart. I like that.
I like that. Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I mean, there's a joke in the middle of it. Again, I don't think we should spoil it because people should enjoy it from the trailer. There is just a nice moment in the middle of it. Yeah. And it's so funny when that happens. Because up until that, it's not funny. It's just like interesting, cool music playing over nice scenes. And it's, again, talking about the Sony trailer, Marvel has a fantastic way of cutting their trailers so that you don't know anything about the movie. Or what you do think you know, you're pretty much guaranteed to be wrong. There was all the stuff with Age of Ultron, where there was, you thought the Avengers were going to be killed or whatever.
And we thought they were giving everything away.
Yeah, yeah, and it turned out that was like a flash forward or a dream sequence or whatever.
And it turned out that everything was happening in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
And they've done that over and over again to the point where, you know, you go in and you're like, I know I'm not ruined. Like, I've seen a few trailers. I can safely watch those trailers. It's not like I'm going to watch this trailer and be ruined by it.
Speaking of Kick-Ass, though, Cate Blanchett.
Hello.
She plays Hela, right? And a big villain from the Thor universe.
Yeah.
And she looks absolutely incredible and menacing.
Yeah, and so goth.
Evil.
And emo.
I know. And you know what? If Thor gave rise to the best Marvel villain, i.e. Loki, I think maybe we might have Cate Blanchett give Tom Hiddleston a good run for his money.
Yeah.
And it's, again, showing you stuff that you don't, it's showing us stuff like, she destroys Mjolnir.
Yeah.
That's a big moment to have, and it's just cast away in the beginning of the trailer.
I wasn't expecting it, right? And when it first happens, I go, holy crap!
Because there's been photos of her on set, and it's like, I didn't realize that goth Cate Blanchett was what I really needed in my life.
Yeah, but
and this proves it.
Yeah, absolutely. You need goth. Yeah, that's right.
And also, everyone needs a Planet Hulk.
Yeah.
Or World War Hulk.
Oh, yeah. All that, yeah.
You don't seem convinced. You don't think Gladiator Hulk's a good idea?
I think Gladiator Hulk's a great idea. I think that's the best idea of great ideas.
Yeah.
I just worry that it's going to be one of those fights where there's so much build up and then Thor does one thing and then Gladiator Hulk just falls down and it's over. You know, you've seen those in the movies, right?
Maybe.
Where it just feels like such a build up and then he does one spinning kick move or uppercut punch and it ends. And you go, really? After all that, you do that one thing and it's over?
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
I think by showing that, that's like second act.
I'm sure that's...
I don't think it's even second act. I think it's even first act. Because they've hinted for the longest time that this is a Thor-Hulk movie. It's a Thor-Hulk road trip film.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see them face off very quickly in the first act. Mm. And then it's going to be a buddy road trip.
Buddy road trip film.
And you know what? I can't get enough of Mark Ruffalo. I think he's absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
Is he in it?
Yeah, he's in it.
Oh, he doesn't stay hulked up the whole time.
He doesn't stay hulked up the whole time. So I think that's going to be fantastic to watch. And it'll be fun because at least now Thor gets a little bit more free reign. He doesn't just have to play the pious son who's trying to save the kingdom and become a good king, which is what we got in the last two films.
Hamlet with a hammer.
He's just out there now.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what I want to see. Yeah, I'm really excited about this.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't even... it's interesting how... Remember, there was a teaser from... not the teaser, the post-credit sting in Doctor Strange. He was on Earth looking for Odin. So that doesn't seem to reference at all in this. So it's interesting where that's going to tie up as well.
Well, there's also that rumor that Benedict Cumberbatch is going to have a role in Thor Ragnarok.
Oh.
So I have no idea how that fits into the intergalactic space trip thing.
Mm.
Yeah, but if Strange can traverse dimensions, I'm sure he can hop on a spaceship.
Yeah.
There you go. There's a lot to look forward to in this film. I'm really excited. Yeah. It's in November, though. In the meantime, I guess, you know, we've got Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 opening in a couple of weeks. Yeah. So that's something that hopefully will tide us over until Thor Ragnarok.
Absolutely.
There you go, folks. Go check out the trailer. It's on YouTube. I'll also include a link to the trailer at the bottom of our podcast page and on our At The Movies Facebook page. It's already up, actually, on the At The Movies Facebook page. And it's got some some people talking about the trailer. So far, the consensus is, hey, and they seem to like it. But tweet us if you've seen the trailer and let us know what you think. I'm on at Uma Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
I'm at Bahiwai.
All right, you've been listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.